just want to speak out one other ha'ara. And again, this is not a ha'ara, it's foundational in terms of understanding a little bit better the parasha of the Shifcha Charufa. And we'll just bring it out very bekitzer with a Pnei Yeshua, not a k'tois, but the next best thing, an Avni Maluva. And that is the Pnei Yeshua here on our Gemara, Gittin Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, he asks a fire kasha. Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara, Mesechtes Yevamos, talks about whether it's Shayach, a Hechatimsa, to have an Ishus Beis Mason, right? It came up briefly just now in today's daf. A situation of an Ishus Beis Mason, where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they were both married to the same woman. They both died with no children. Levi doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibam, because it says, Umeis Echon Mehem, Echon Veloy Shnayim. She's Ishus Beis Mason, and as a result, it's not going to be possible to have a mitzvah of Yibam. So, the Pnei Yeshua, I've pushed the Hechatimsa. A very, very simple Hechatimsa. What's the Hechatimsa? Reuven was Mekadish, Chetzia Shifcha, the Chetzia Baschair. What's the halacha? If somebody right now would be bar on this woman, on the Chetzia Shifcha, Chetzia Baschair, you'd have the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa. Pashtus, even if Reuven's not an Eved Ivri, like Rashi says before, Andaf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Shita Sarajba, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just keep it simple. We don't have to get involved in Avodim now. But just very, very simple. If Reuven's Bekadosh, Chetzi, Shifcha, Chetzi, Baschayr, if somebody's Baalea, you'd have the Parsha of Shifcha, Charufa. What would happen if Reuven's brother Shimon now would go be Mekadosh, the same exact woman? No Shichr, keep it simple. They got married, 5 minutes later, Shimon goes, Harei, Amikudesh, Asli, B'tabah, Zubik, Das, Moish, Bizo, she says, yes, I'm a cop. What's the halacha? Said the Pnei Yeshua, I think they're married. It sounds a little bit of a chiddush, but I think they're married. He said, why should they not be married? You'll tell me because she's an Eishes Ish. But she's not a regular Eishes Ish. Is there a Chayvei Krisus if someone's Baalea? Is there Mises Bezdin if somebody's Baalea? No. You know what there is? There's Chayvei Lavin and there's Chayvei Ashamas. Rabbi Akiva holds Kedusha is not Toifus B'Chayvei Lavin. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We pass like the Chacham and the Kedusha is Toifus B'Chayvei Lavin. Chayvei Ashamas, Mandachar Shmei. For sure Kedusha is Toifus in Chayvei Ashamas. So Zok to Pnei Yeshua, I think it's Pashit that even though she's a shtickle in Eishes Ish, but Kedushin would be Typhus. So what happens if Reuven is Mekadosh, a Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Baschairin, and then Reuven's brother Shimon did the same exact thing, and then Reuven and Shimon both die, she falls to Levi. No, I have a case of Eishes Beis Mason. As I freak to Pnei Yeshua, that the Gemara doesn't know, and the Gemara mutches to find as a tzir, it's so Pashit. I have the tzir. The tzir is where two brothers were mekadosh the same chetzi shifcha and chetzi baschayin. Being that there's no chayvei krisus, so you don't have that locha that kedusha is not toifus b'chayvei krisus. And if you don't have that locha that kedusha is not toifus b'chayvei krisus, so based on that, lochayre they should both be able to be married if they both die with no children. I have an eishes beis mason. Says the Pnei Yeshua, v'nira la'nias daiti liyashiv. And the Pnei Yeshua says two terutzim. Number one, the hod dekaimelam ba'alma kedusha toifus b'chayvei lavin. Hainu chayvei lavin da'alma. That's a regular chayvei lavin. Such as a grusha to a kai. Aval al yedei kedushin loy. If the chayvei lavin came about because she's married right now, it's through kedushin, there it's going to be different. And being that there it's going to be different, I don't think it's applicable here. Why? Pnei Yeshua didn't explain. But then the Pnei Yeshua says another teretz. He says, ubalav hachi loy mishkachas kedushin acha kedushin. But he says, besides, it's not shayach for two people to be mekadosh the same isha. The kivan shetavsu kedushin shal Reuven. Because as soon as Reuven is mekadosh this isha, harehi brishusai. The woman is now in the rishus. She's in the possession of her husband. The ein lo yad lekabel kedushin meyacher. And she doesn't have bailus in herself. She doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedushin from somebody else. Kach. Nearly, as always, the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I think this kasha is a bomba kasha. But at the same time, the second teretz, which seems to be the ikke teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, is that although it's true, this chetz yeshivcha chetz baschayin hameureses is not an eishes ish, but at the same time, she's married, and because she's married, she has no yad right now, not even on the chetzi baschayin side. She has no yad to be makabel kedusha meyacher, and begin that she has no yad. How's she going to get married? In order to get married, you have to have a yad. You have to consent. You have to be a balabos of zich to be able to get married. And she has no yad. Just like a ketana doesn't have a yad for kedusha, she can't marry the ketana if her father does it for her. But she doesn't have a yad. She can't consent to it. And as a result, this woman doesn't have the ability to do that. And it's for that reason she won't be able to get married. The emes is, we know kedusha is a kinyan. Right, it's not just a marriage. It's not just a ishus. It's a kinyan. Ho isha niknes, the koines atzma. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "What does it mean the koines atzma? Rashi in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin that Beis Amar Aleph. The koines atzma. This is when the marriage is terminated. The koines atzma beget ubemises habal. Zoktei like Rashi liois bershusa lihinase laacha. That once there's a get and there's mises habal, she's koina herself liois bershusa lihinase laacha. Aber kolkama, she's not koines atzma. She's not bershusa lihinase laacha. In other words, an Eishes Ish can't get married because she's an Eishes Ish, because Kedushas La Toifes, Bechaydi Krisos, and if someone's boiling an Eishes Ish, there's a Chaydi Krisos. But also, she has no Yad, the Kabbal Kedushin. So Zog to Pnei Yeshua, Gishmak HaChidish, he says that even a Chetzi Yishif Chetzi Baschoyren, that's not subject to the laws of Eishes Ish, but her Mio, she doesn't have a Yad, she doesn't have the Fekoynes Atzmaliyas Beshusav Leinos Al-Acher, and that's why it's going to be a problem. The Amni Meluim, in Simin Mem Dalet Dalet, asks on the Pnei Yeshua from a Gemara Mefureshes, it's really a Sugya Mefureshes in Kedushin Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there has a whole discussion, how do you know that Kedushin is not Toifes Bechayve Krisos? Or more specifically, how do you know that Kedushin is not Toifes Be'eshes Ish? It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. How do you know an Eshes Ish can't get married to somebody else? It's a Mefuresh Gemara. And the Gemara, after a whole Aricha, says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yoina said, V'i Temer Ravuna Bereder Rabbi Yeshua, Amakro, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Ashe Yeyasim, Mekal Te'eves, O'elo V'nichrisu, Hukshu Kolo Arayos, Kulam La'achos Yisho, all the Arayos, Ahukish La'achos Yisho, Ma'achos Yisho, Le'tafsibo Kedushin, just like Achos Yisho, what's unique about Achos Yisho? It's an Erev, it's a Chayvi Krisos. There's no Tvisas Kedushin. Af Kol Arayos Kulon, Le'tafsibo Kedushin. So to all Arayos, Le'tafsibo Kedushin. This is what we know as the Hakeshid Rabbi Yoina. So the Hakeshid Rabbi Yoina stays, that hukshu kol ha'arayis l'achis isha. And just like an achis isha le'tavsi ba'kedushin, so too, eshes ish, that's what's being discussed over there, specifically, all arayis, but specifically eshes ish, le'tavsi ba'kedushin. Freikta avni meluim, that according to the Pnei Yeshua, I don't know why we needed this whole sugya. And why do we have to come on to the Keshet Rabbi Yoina? You want to know why Kedushin is not toifis by an eshes ish? Because she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedushin. It's very, very simple. Just like you can't be Kaddish Akhtana, unless her father wants the Kedushin to happen, so you can't be Mekaddish in Eishes Ish. And it's Mavur not that way, because it's Mavur that you had to come on to the Zelbek Keshet Rabbi Yoina, and the Gemara is talking specifically about Eishes Ish. So it says, Davni Meluin, that according to the Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand why you would have to come on to the Keshet Rabbi Yoina. Must be, says the Avnei Meluin, not like the Pnei Yeshua. It must be that there's no svara that says that once a woman is married, she has no yad to be mekabel kedushin from somebody else. Are you ready for this? And if that's the case, says the Avni Meluin, if two men would be mekadesh the same exact chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yivaschayrin, she'd be married to both of them at the same time. V'zebor. Zayizokta Avni Meluin. It's pasha to me. The Pnei Yeshua asked a good kasha, and at gezokta teretz, but the teretz is shkei teretz. How do I know that? Kedushin samach zayin amadeis, and if that's the case, two men could marry the same woman. Freik dam the meluim. If that's the case, hodju kushisa pnei yeshua v'duchte. Pnei yeshua asked the gevaldik akasha. Yomar doesn't know how it's possible. Eishes beis meisim. I have the case. I have a case where two brothers marry the same chetzi yeshivcha v'chetzi baschayim. They both die. They follow Levi. It's not a meis echad mehem. It's meis shtayim mehem. So the halacha is that there's no yibum. Pnei Yeshua said, it's not possible. Dam the meluim said it is possible. Because unless you have the erva, unless you have the chayvi krisus of the eishes ish, Kedushin is Toifus. So I have my case of Eishes Beis Meisim. Says the Avni Meluim, a teretz nifla adla ma'ayin. Says the Avni Meluim that although the Torah said that if somebody is ba on a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yivaschoyren hamurasas avidivri lav dafka, the halach is, we don't treat her like an Eishes Ish, lo yumsu, but instead you get Malkus, and instead there's a parsha of an Oshem Shivcha Charufa. That hafka was only in the Shem Eishes Ish of the Shifcha Charufa. Abavas is negeya all the other arayas that come about through Ishus, that you're going to have a regular parsha of arayas. It's dafka in the Eishes Ish that the Torah said, lo yumsu ki lo yichufasha. Abavas is negeya all the other arayas, you're going to have all the other arayas. So says the Avni Meluim, what's your case, Pnei Yeshua? Reuven was Mekadesh, a chetzi yeshivcha, a chetzi baschayrin. And now Reuven's brother Shimon goes and he says, Areat Mekudash, a slipit abaz, ukedas, moishin, the Yisrael. Vachayrin, shemichal, the Kedushin. Says the Avni Meluim, it's not going to be chal. You know why? Not al seishis ish, al seishis ach. That's why it's not going to be chal. Because the whole hafgah of the ishus of the shivcha charuf is klap in the Shem Eishes Ish. It's Eloch HaBoy, Eloch Hidushoy. The Torah was Megala, there's no Eishas Ish. Abubas is Negeya, all the other dinim that come about through Eishas Avada, you're going to have it. And if that's the case, then Eishas Ach you will have. And if there's going to be an Eishas Ach, the Kedusha is not going to be Typhus, and you still don't have a case of Eishas Beis Mason. Meaning, Enacharami, two random guys? Yeah, it's Chalbe Kedusha for both of them. But Tzvei Bruder, that not. You know why? Because when you're dealing with a Bruder, you're dealing with a Shem Eishas Ach. And for the Shem Eishas Ach, you're not going to have. Mamasho, Svar and Nefla, Veruin Advarim, Lamisha Amram. But the bottom line is, what emerges from this short pilpul is that really we have to ask ourselves a bigger question. And that is that now that we have this interesting marriage known as the Chetz Yeshivcha, Chetz Bas Chayrin, Hamuresas Levit Ivri Lav Dafka. And really that is the parsha of the Shivcha Charufa, Lahalacha. It's clearly a marriage, but it's also not a regular marriage. V'haraya, if someone's ba on this woman, he's not treated like being ba on an Eishes Ish. But rather, what it is Malkus, and it's an Asham Shivcha Charufa. What about with regards to all the other dinim of marriage? All Hilchas Ishus, Gantz Mesechtes Kedushin, Gantz Avni Maluim, all these different dinim, how do they play itself out as it relates to this marriage? One thing that the Pnei Yeshua and Avni Maluim seem to book agree on is that Yibum is going to be in effect. You could have argued there's no Yibum on such a marriage. Maybe Yibum is when it's a regular marriage. Who said that if the marriage was a Shifcha Charufa marriage that it's going to trigger Yibum? Davim Meluim said a Murder Dige Chiddush that all the other Arayas are going to be in effect. And because all the other Arayas are going to be in effect, so based on that, you can have all the Dine Arayas. The Mechaz Chinuch, a mitzvah kuf chav tes, kedarke v'kodesh, he starts clearing all these shaylas. He wants to know how you mekadesh a shivcha charufa. Is it kesef shtarubiya? Let's say you want to divorce her. Is it a regular get? She has a din of a grusha, now she's not allowed to marry a kohen. If she marries someone else in the interim, and you remarry her, are you a machzi grusha? Let's say she's mezana, tachas baila. Does she have a din of a soita? You have the parish of shtiya soita. I mean, it basically gansel chazishos. I mean, I think of any halacha and ishos. Is it a davish of erva? In davish of erva pachas mishnayim. Either way, it comes to life a little bit with this shaila with the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Meluim. But again, just the foundational rebite in terms of understanding this rather abstract, obscure, esoteric case of the shivcha charufa.